Forgiveness is not easy to offer. It is sometimes falsely given, like the two brothers who got into the fight and the mother broke it up and said, "Apologize to your brother for calling him dumb." And the brother says, "I'm sorry, you're dumb." This kind of insincerity happens often, where we think ourselves justified and we don't even understand the concept of loving your enemy. Because in our mind and hearts, we have this image of romantic and emotional love and forget that the cross, the place of pain and betrayal, is where love is most evident. It is there when you expect nothing in return that love is also most pure and most needed. It is darkness that needs the light. And forgiveness is not simply a blessing to others. In The Merchant of Venice, if you remember Shakespeare's famous play, he goes, "Mercy is not strained, it falleth from the heavens like the gentle rain. It blesses him who giveth and him who receiveth." Because mercy and forgiveness is an offer. To be affected to the person at whom it is aimed, that person has to accept it. You are never forgiven until you accept the forgiveness and change your life and behavior. You are never loved until you accept the love as an offer. We as Christians are asked to imitate God the Father, who offers his mercy and forgiveness and love to the just and the unjust, to the grateful and to the ungrateful, so that no one can say, "I was never loved, I was never forgiven." But perhaps in self-reflection we can say, "So many people offered me love and forgiveness, and I turned away. I refused to accept that gift that is so generously offered by both God and those who claim to be his children." One mother told her son, "Snowmen fall from heaven unassembled. You have to put them together." And forgiveness is that offer that reassembles relationships with God and with our brothers and our sisters. And whoever has felt in their life the need for forgiveness can understand what a blessing it can be to a family, to a relationship, and to a country. So continue to make those gifts of forgiveness to everyone, and you will be blessed, because forgiveness is you saying, "We have a common disease, this thing called sin or anger or anything else that you want to name, these dysfunctional choices that separate ourselves from one another. And I, as a Christian, say, I will not carry this horrible thing in my heart. I forgive you because I want to be blessed and released from these horrible things that separate us. This is my gift to you." May it also be a blessing once you receive it and accept it, and we can be together again. Forgiveness is a gift that blesses them who give and those who receive. Let us never stop giving that gift. Slava Iisusu Hristu!